Track 6. Vision Norfolk's Tip of the Month. 2 months ago, you may remember, Neil Haverson suggested that he will launch the Haverson app so that we can follow him online. I tried to find it, but only found the Haversign app to follow marine navigation and the Haverland app to control the heat in your radiators. No Haverson app to be found. At least not yet. Now, you're probably wondering why he's blathering on about apps. Well, this month's tip from Vision Norfolk is about the Be My Eyes app. It's read for us by Maggie Secker.
The free app Be My Eyes has recently added an additional feature called Be My AI, which provides an image and text description option for people with vision impairment. The Be My Eyes app connects blind and partially sighted people to sighted volunteers across the globe through a live video connection. You can use your camera-enabled smartphone to request instant video support with basic tasks such as sorting laundry, reading labels, and describing artwork. The Be My AI feature has been introduced to provide similar support through a discussion with an AI assistant. You can ask the AI to describe a picture in depth and then have a conversation where you ask follow-up questions or send additional pictures to gather more information. When you open the Be My Eyes app, you are presented with the Get Support tab, which allows you to call a volunteer. However, you can choose to navigate to the Be My AI tab on the bottom of the screen instead. This allows you to take a picture, which the app will analyse and describe in depth, including any text. You can then either take another picture or press Ask More to start a conversation. If you choose to start a conversation, a chat will open, and where you can ask follow-up questions, such as asking to describe a specific part of the picture, a person's expression, or the colour of different pieces of clothing. Be My AI can also be used to describe pictures saved on your device. If you go to the photo and go to Share, Describe Be My Eyes should come up as one of the sharing options. The artificial intelligence is not perfect, so the app suggests that you call a volunteer for any safety instructions, such as reading medicine labels. You can choose to call a volunteer at any time by pressing a button in the AI chat or by closing the chat and returning to the regular Get Support tab. The text reading of the app may not be as accurate as other apps like Seeing AI. However, Be My AI does allow you to ask questions about text instead of reading the text from beginning to end. For example, summarising a letter or asking about a specific dish on a menu. The Be My AI feature should now be available on any devices that have the most up-to-date version of the Be My Eyes app.
Thank you, Maggie.